When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Landfield, simple question, buddy. There's a ton of national attention on the Commanders. I posted the Twitter poll. How do you react? That's awesome. They deserve it. Doesn't matter, or it freaks you out. A lot of people have voted. Votes pretty split. How you voting?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I would say that it's awesome. One of the things that totally sucks about being a fan of this team is that for years, anytime you try to watch kind of like national football coverage, they're never talking about your team. If you try to listen to a podcast where we break down all 32 NFL teams, by the time they
Except
get to the
yours.
Commanders, it's yeah. like, ah, they suck. Next.
Right.
It's infuriating. So to actually hear him get talked about a little bit is pretty nice.
I remember as a kid, this shouldn't shock people, but I was obsessed with sports. And back then, the only media you got, I read the Post every day. I watched George Michael every night. And every other time there'd be a mention of the Redskins, I got so excited. And it was largely just Sports Illustrated, which I read cover to cover every week. And now, like, the entire notion of national media mm-hmm. is kind of flawed. I mean, just look at the people calling on hold right now. There's a dude in Connecticut. There's a dude in Chicago. Like, every media is kind of national at this point. You can access whatever you want, wherever you want it. Mm-hmm. But the big national platform programs, McAfee, Good Morning Football, you know what I mean? Like, the big stuff, mm-hmm. Shannon and Stephen A., of course they're talking about the Commanders.
Because what else would they be talking
they've
about?
They've been freaking great.
To be honest with you, national media starts talking about them, we already know what's going on. We're into it every day. Now, they are talking about it because we have arrived. They're not going to sit there and not talk about it because they lose out. You know what I mean? So it's not for our benefit that they're talking, is for their benefit. But the ultimate thing is, when you're good, you're talked about. When you're not talked about.
I totally agree. I think folks should be excited, man. This is an exciting time. I think at the worst, you just shouldn't care. I don't know about the folks that are nervous. Let's start with Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan, what up, dude?
How we doing, guys?
So good, man.
I'm excited for the national media. It's like the last time we got national media coverage and it was cool to be a Commander Washington fan was when RG3 was the quarterback. Because even when we had Kirk Cousins and things were kind of good at that moment, we always had to talk about the contract, the franchise tag, the controversy with Kirk. And this is the first time we're getting just so much love. It's incredible. And JP, I was like you when it was like came down to the media in Connecticut. I got all my Redskins there, Commander stuff or Washington stuff from the Washington Post. The only thing I'm waiting to see, like the crowning achievement besides making the playoffs, is there's a famous clip on Twitter that shows during the RG3 days what the stadium looked like when it was packed, crowded, and everyone was going nuts. We're winning. Everyone's talking about us. I don't know if it'll happen this Sunday, but I do believe that we're a win or two away from the stadium being packed to the gills with Washington fans, where it's not like, oh my gosh, 40% of his fans are Dallas or
Dude,
Philly or Cleveland.
I think it's a great call, Ryan, and thanks, pal. I think that'll be packed this weekend, and I think it'll be packed this weekend. The Browns have a huge fan base, and I think people kind of sleep on how much Cleveland loves the Brownies, mm-hmm. right? But I think this weekend could be that game where it is packed with folks loving the team.
It's very possible. I'll be honest with you. When I would walk out of a locker room and I look into the stands, if I saw the majority as our fans, all I cared about, because I figured that football fans love football. And if they can get into a game, they're going to get into a game. Once the game started, I didn't care about the stand because I felt that our play would dictate who's going to be cheering and who's not going to be cheering. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just think that we are still trying to get back to being regular football where we talk about our play and not all the outside stuff. We're still talking about other teams. We used to talk about stuff that had nothing to do with football.
A lot.
Other team fans and all that. Our team is good enough to where we should be able to have that discussion about what's going on right now and not worry about all the other crap.
So if you look at the Twitter poll I posted of the national attention, we've got over 1,300 votes. 44% of people say that's awesome that they're on McAfee, right? Mm-hmm. About 20% say it doesn't matter. Whether mm-hmm. they do or don't talk about him doesn't matter. I mean, I can't imagine those players are paying a ton of attention. They do pay a little bit of attention.
Oh, they pay attention.
36% vote the Jeff Walker way that it freaks them out.
I'm glad the majority is on the other two.
If you just consider the between they're not worried about it and think it's cool, you're talking about 65%. So
I would ask this question to Jeff. When you think the team is good, do you not want the national media to talk to them? Like when they're not talking about it, do you get upset?
Hold on.
I'm asking the question.
No, like, I'm not freaked out. Like, I think this word freaked out is being used wrong. Like, I'm not freaked out like, oh, my gosh, they talking about us. We're going to do wrong. I'm freaked out like, dude, every time we turn on the TV, we're seeing the Commanders.
So it's
like,
a positive freak out.
Yeah, this is a positive freak out. Like,
okay. So Chris Bryant. Hog Farmer Chris replied to me on Twitter. It freaks me out. And I don't know.
I'll ask Chris then. When they're not talking about the team, are you pissed off? If you're pissed off when they're not talking about your team, enjoy when they're talking about your team.
I like
because it should tell you that your team is damn good.
I like this from Freem on Twitter. He said, I was a Tim Duncan fan while he was at Wake Forest and followed him to the Spurs. I knew he'd succeed in the NBA, but right off the bat, his incredible play removed the ceiling from his team's possibilities, and it felt great to see it validated by media. This feels like that.
So, in other words,
I kinda like that.
Local media means nothing? That's the question I'm asking.
I think it's more of a thing.
I hope not. He paid attention.
Like the whole thing.
Put your TV on NBC4.
The whole thing about it is this, though. When you have more information, and normally local team have more information than the national.
100%.
When the national media rolls in once thing is going good, and that's when you say, oh, it validates?
See, you got to look at it like this, B. And it's different coming from a fan perspective. For so many years, we couldn't even talk trash to people. Like, we'd be like, oh, they'd be like, oh, you a Redskins fan? And then it'll just be downhill from there, you know?
I understand
and
that.
And then it's like, when you see the top 10 plays or when you hearing, when you're just watching constantly other teams, you have pride for your team. So even if it's, even if it was just Alpha Morris breaking a run and doing a baseball celebration, we were excited for that. For so many years, we have not seen that. And when we have seen it, it wasn't a thing that we've seen where it's like, yo, we're doing this and it could only get better. It could get better from here. You know, it's not like, oh, we got our one. We played hard this game, or that was a tough one we pulled out. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it this weekend. Now it's like, yo, we really, there's no such thing as Ashburn syndrome anymore.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
Ashburn syndrome can
mean
many things.
People are losing their mind because they're getting love for their team, is what I'm saying. I don't, you can't explain that to me to make me ever think that's cool.
See, why are we getting love though?
No, you're excited about it. I'm talking about the people that, oh, don't talk about them. They're going to start messing up.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Football players don't think like that. That's not true football fan mindset. You PTSD. Always think your team going
to
be good.
This reply from David Bovey. The fan base is used to failure and won't trust success until it's sustained. That's what 3 decades of a team being a punchline does to a fan base.
Okay. That, understandable. But you know what? They're talking about your team and your team is good. You ain't going to keep it hidden under a rock.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.